Hi, my name is Chris Hoover. I'm an alcoholic. And can I close this? My sobriety day is August 16, 2002. I have a home group, which is the Midtown group. We meet just outside D.C., Bethesda, Maryland, from 7:30 to 9. We are a small group of about 450 people. And I think it's the best home group on the planet. And I have a sponsor, and I'm grateful that and privileged to be able to sponsor other young men in Alcoholics Anonymous. And I want to welcome the new guys here, and ladies, welcome back. And, I'm an alcoholic in the hopeless variety, which means that if I'm not living my life based on a set of spiritual principles, I will eventually return to drinking, you know. There's no, you know, there, for me, I'm either heading towards a drink or away from a drink. And I thank God, you know, for Alcoholics Anonymous, because I remember when I was new, and I've been incarcerated a couple times, and this last time I was incarcerated, I was in this sort of work release program, and if nobody knows what that means, it's sort of like a daycare center for, you know, parolees, basically, you know what I mean? You're kind of locked up, but not really. You can come and go, you know. You can still get an escape charge, that kind of thing. And I was getting shuffled around to, and I didn't know anything about Alcoholics Anonymous, you know. I thought that, you know, I might have a drinking problem. And if you're here tonight and you're new, and the reason I thought that is because when I drank, bad shit happened, you know. And I had no idea what it really meant to be an alcoholic. And so I'm in this place, and thank God, a member of my home group was in there visiting someone else, and thank God he had the sort of intuition to reach his hand out to me. And I remember I was getting sort of shuffled around to the meetings that the place that I was in was recommending, and not that they were bad meetings, but I really couldn't see myself getting sober, you know. I mean, it just seemed, you know, it just seemed like the AA seemed very dull, you know, and boring. And there's a lot of old people. And I mean, I'm old now, but I wasn't old then. And I just felt like, you know, I can't do this. You know, there's no way I can just sit in these meetings and for, you know, day after day, year after year. There's just no way. And so I'm in this place, and my soon-to-be sponsor came over, introduced himself to me, and told me a story, you know. And something happened with him telling me his story, you know. There was a process of identification that occurred, you know. And what that looked like, if you don't know what that means, is that the story that he was telling me, right, didn't match the person that was standing in front of me. Something had happened to him where I could understand that he knew the drinking game, but he was no longer living that way anymore. And that was, I was curious to see how that happened, you know. That's what really sparked my interest in Alcoholics Anonymous. How do you go from point A to point B? Because I had tried, you know. I mean, nobody opts into prison, you know what I mean? You know, nobody's like, hey, I want to see how the other side's living. Let me get locked up and eat food out of a compartmentalized tray and wear crotch finder jumpsuits, you know what I mean? I mean, no, if I had a choice in the matter, I wouldn't have gone to prison, you know what I mean? I would have opted out of that decision, you know. But I didn't have a choice, you know. Drinking made all the choices for me. And so this guy reached out to me, and he started taking me to AA meetings. And, you know, thank God this guy was part of an active home group. He had already been working the steps. He had already done an eighth and a ninth step, you know. He was reaching his hand out to newcomers. And something was alive in him, you know. There was a spark in his eye, you know. And he started taking me to all these young people's meetings. And eventually I wound up at his home group, which became my home group. I mean, what do I know? You know what I mean? And thank God. Thank God for that, you know. At the beginning of my talk, I introduced myself. I said my sobriety. I said I have a home group. I said I have a sponsor. And if you're new tonight, those are the three, if you don't hear anything else, those are the three most important things in my sobriety, you know. I mean, I have to have a starting point, which is my sobriety date. And to me, there is no other date in my life that has more meaning than my sobriety date. You know, not my birthday, not my girlfriend's birthday, not Valentine's Day, not our anniversary, nothing. Because without my sobriety date, there is none of that. You know, there are no birthdays. There's no Valentine's Day. You know, I mean, Christmas in prison is terrible. You know, it's awful. You know what I mean? They give you that pre-cut sliced turkey meat kind of stuff. You know what I mean? You're not really sure what you're eating. It's terrible. You know what I mean? And so those things are important. And a home group is some place where people know who I am and I know who they are. And it's I'm lucky to fall into an active home group just like this one, where there's something going on before the meeting and something going on after the meeting. Because there's no way I can stay sober through just an hour a day, a meeting, you know? Because my alcoholism doesn't take breaks. I'm thinking about, when I was new, I was thinking about drinking 24/7, you know? And I needed to be part of a home group that had the intuition to have events and have a plan for me in place so that I didn't have to figure anything out, you know? When I joined my home group, I didn't have to blaze any new trails, you know? All I had to do was follow the people that were sober, you know? That's all I had to do. What are you guys doing? That's what I'm going to do, you know? I'm out of ideas. I have no idea. I don't know where we're going. What, Village Inn tonight? It could be a terrible restaurant, but I'm going to go. You know what I mean? Because that's where everybody's going, you know? I have no idea. Jerry and I were talking. We eat a lot of fried food lately, you know? Maybe we want to eat something healthy. Village Inn, you know, they might have mac and cheese balls, you know? And I'm just going to have to order them again, you know? It's okay, because that's the flow. That's the flow after the meeting, and that's what I'm going to be a part of, you know? And I've known Todd for a long time, and I'm down here for the men's event. I know Terry, I know Glenn, you know? I mean, I know a lot of guys here that have really committed themselves to this home group, and I think it's great, you know? And my home group is no saint. You know, we've had our fair share of troubles, you know what I mean? And I don't always agree with my home group, but I show up every week, you know? I'm a member in good standing. I vote my conscience, and you know, maybe things don't go the way that I want to, but I'm there because the newcomer knows that that's where I'm going to be every Sunday night. And I think, you know, a home group's worth fighting for, you know? I know you guys had a very contentious business meeting a couple months ago, and I hope that those things have been worked out. And I tell you what, if I didn't have those things in my life when I was new, and even today, I'd be lost, you know? Because I'm not someone that, you know, I need to be disciplined in Alcoholics Anonymous, you know? I need to be shown the path today as much as I did when I was new. And a home group is a great place for that to happen. And I love my home group. You know, good, bad, and ugly. I love it all. You know what I mean? And from there, my sobriety took off. You know? I mean, I had no idea what to do in Alcoholics Anonymous. And I would look at the people around me, and I would see what they were doing. Oh, you're doing a fourth and fifth step? Maybe that's something I should be doing. Oh, you guys are going out to watches and flows? Maybe that's something I should be doing. You guys are going to events and conferences? Maybe that's something I should be doing. And all of those activities enriched my sobriety. You know? And I, you know, if you're new tonight, this might not make a lot of sense, but you might reach a point where you cannot envision your life drinking or staying sober. And that's going to be a good place. It's not going to feel like a good place, but that would be a good place for you, you know? And I hope that you start that journey when you're ready, right here in Alcoholics Anonymous, and hopefully maybe in this home group. So I'm going to save all the time in the world for Jerry, so thanks for letting me be of service.